the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to the Upside Down Show with me, Doris Brendel. I hope you're well. Thought I'd kick the show off with Orlando band Alter Bridge, Silent Divide. I think we needed that after last week's Christmas songs and Christmas special. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were there. And I hope you had a really good Christmas. Because it's now the 29th. It's all over. bar the turkey, which I'm sure you've still got some turkey sandwiches. Anyway, I hope it was great for you. I can't tell you how my Christmas was because I'm recording this before Christmas. Yes, indeed. I'm guessing my Christmas was really lovely. and I will have eaten quite a bit of chocolate because that's what people usually give me for Christmas. So what are we doing today? Well, we're going to go back to the COVID files, the lockdown files, as I call them, with Lee Dunham. And this is, we're going back to 30th of August 2021, and it's really lovely and hot outside, unlike now. And I'm having a right old whinge.
I've been trying to do something today, which is, you know, like some things make you want to tear your hair out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Oh, that's horrid.
Because basically there's, well, you know from my, the Doris Brendel site sells all our CDs and so on. And so I've just kind of put the shop on there and everything works. And I set it up a couple of years ago, whatever. But there's the Skyrocket Records site as well.
Yeah.
And I never bothered setting up a shop on that. I've just got links to the shop on my, on the Doris Brendel site, because yeah, all it really sells is Doris Brendel albums. So I thought, why bother? And I realised that some years ago, I've done, well, Skyrocket Records does a bit of distribution occasionally.
Yeah.
I've been asked by people who haven't got their own websites and can't be bothered to set things up, will you do a shop page and facilitate the selling of a CD? So, I mean, it's so easy these days, but I thought, okay. And so a few years ago, I was approached by a guy called Eddie Phillips.
Yeah.
Now, if you Google Eddie Phillips, I mean, he's on Wikipedia and everything, and he had some success in the 60s.
Right.
Right. So he's getting on a bit. I think he was born in 45 or something like that. So, British guitarist.
Yeah.
Who rose to some prominence during the 1960s. I remember he was the first person to play the guitar with a violin bow. Oh, there we go, yeah. Phillips was the first guitarist to use a... I remembered something, my God. Phillips was the first guitarist to use a violin bow with a guitar, a technique he experimented with while his first band, the Mark IV. He perfected the style of The Creation, committing the sound to vinyl and The Creation's only UK chart hits, making Time and Painter Man. I mean, having any hits in the 60s, it's not bad.
No.
Both released in 66, that's the year I was born. So, but anyway, so it was, well, it wasn't Eddie Phillips himself, but his friend stroke manager, who said, well, Eddie can't be bothered to set up his own website and stuff. But would you be happy? And I said, I'll, for a small commission, I'll set it all up and I'll sell his new album. And he recorded this brand new album.
Yeah.
In 2011. So it's not brand new anymore. It's 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And so I built a page and I did the distribution for it. And initially, you know, his diehard fans bought some, you know, and then it just sort of peters out. And then, of course, I changed all the websites because they were on this Flash site, which kind of stopped working. And the page never migrated over because it hadn't sold anything for a few years. And I completely forgot about it.
Oh.
And I was going for my walk yesterday and I thought, hang on a minute, I've still got Eddie Phillips CDs. And maybe I should do a little, you know, revamp on that.
Yeah.
But I'll have to build a sales page for it again. And of course, in order to build a sales page now, I thought, well, I'd better set up the shopping cart. And this is where I'm now. And it, honestly, just to set up a shopping cart, you have to prove your business, your business number, your ID, your bank statements. You have to take photos and upload it. And it's just like, oh my God, seriously, did I do all this last time? I can't remember, but it is an absolute palaver.
Why do you think it's so difficult to set up? Is that like terrorism related or some stupid?
Well, everything is now super checked, yeah, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, yeah, you try and set any. I mean, now you can't just set up a bank account and then it's okay. If you want to change anything, you have to go through the whole rigmarole again.
Her phone again, too much for a friend. I wish that I could tell her to stay. I wish that I could see how it ends. The eyes cannot resist as my weakness ascends. I'm festering in mess. It's a bad time at a fair. I told her 400 times I'm leaving. It's like a social agent to mislead her. Another case in summer. Rage is winding me up again. It's turning me sick because the lease is almost up for good, but I'm still paying the rent. Tomorrow is a day to progress, but I'm just still a mess. It's best to leave it to rest. It's failing over.
People pleaser. People pleaser.
That was Welsh band Akimbo with a track called Cajun Summer. Very, very badly mastered, but a nice track, I thought. And the one you just heard from Dallas, Awaiting Abigail, with People Pleaser, a sort of mix of modern and nostalgic rock. And that was the first of two tracks. I'm going to be playing one more of theirs next week. So look out for that. We're going to go back to August 2021 with Lee Dunham, and I think we're getting old.
Well, I just did something tremendously... I can't believe I just did what I've just done.
Really? Oh, I can't wait to hear what it is now. You're building this up, Lee, so this better be good.
I've not been... I'm lost for words.
Yeah, you sound
I'm lost for words. I
barely
am.
Get it
I
out.
Literally,
yeah.
My kids wanted some lunch, and I said, I've got this, don't worry, I'll make you lunch.
Yes.
Right? So I look in the freezer.
Yes.
And there was two frozen pizza bases, which is great, because you get a frozen pizza base and you just give it to the kids and they make their own toppings, right?
Perfect, yes.
So they made their own toppings. I phoned you and said, I've got a podcast to do. Should we do it in 15 minutes? And I'm thinking to myself, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the pizzas out of the oven, right? I'm going to give the pizzas to the kids. They can sit there and eat them. I can do the podcast while they're eating their lunch.
Yeah.
Perfect, right? So I phoned you up and said, right, quickly, can we do it now? You said, yeah, no problem. So I said, I'll see you in 15 minutes, right? Now, if you didn't notice, it wasn't 15 minutes. It was more like half an hour. And that was because I put the pizzas in the oven.
Yeah.
And I turned the oven on.
Yeah.
And I left the oven for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I came back to the oven and opened up the oven, and I hadn't turned the Fahrenheit button round to 200. It had been left on nought.
Oh, no.
So I just cooked the pizzas for 15 minutes with no
heat.
There was no heat at all. And I just opened the door. And obviously, because normally when you open an oven door, you expect the rush of heat to come out at you.
Absolutely.
And it was like a cold waft of nothingness.
It was like
came
a fly
out.
Fart. Yes.
It was horrid. And I was like, my first impression was, oh no, the oven's broken.
Yeah, you always do that with a PA as well. It's not working. It must be. No. Oh no. Yeah.
Broken. Yeah, it's that button I pressed. Oh no, it's the worst thing ever. The oven's broke. Oh my God. So I've got the two kids that are sitting there still hungry going, Dad, what's the matter?
Dad,
and I'm like,
hungry,
I think the
Dad.
Oven's broke. It's not working. Wait, let me just have a look. Oh no, I haven't even bothered to turn the Fahrenheit button round.
Dear.
I didn't turn any heat on. So then I thought to myself, I must be getting so old. That's the sort of thing that really old people do.
Oh, yeah. Don't. It's
really old people do that, surely.
Don't.
I've never done that before.
Do you know what? I've been... This is from my friend Baz and Jules, and she said, I really like the programme Grace and Frankie. And it's not the sort of thing I'd usually watch, but I thought I'll give it a go. And I've been dipping in and out, but it's all about... They're both in their 70s.
Yeah.
And it's all about... All their friends are dying. They're constantly going to funerals. And they're constantly like, she's had to have a knee replacement, you know, one of them. There's one episode where their backs go. Like, basically, one of them, her back goes, she's on the floor, and the other one tries to help her up, and so her back goes as well. And they spend a whole day on the floor trying to get to the phone. And the thing is, you get to a certain age and you go, oh, my God, it just gets worse. And there's one episode where their kids, they've got two kids each. Well, one of them's a real hippie. And the other one is really kind of, you know, proper and prim, played by Jane Fonda of Barbarella. You know, I will always see her as Barbarella. She's just a really old Barbarella now. But she had two girls, and the hippie one adopted two boys. And they both basically managed to talk them round into going into a retirement home.
Right.
Yeah, do you remember when you were on the floor for a whole day and you couldn't get up and your knee, and the next time it's going to be worse and you know, you're beginning to forget stuff. And do you know what? This shit is really depressive, because you're looking at it and going, yeah, okay. Because you start recognising things and going, yeah, I'll do my back in occasionally, and oh God, I've just had a hit face.
Yeah.
Oh my God. God, so you saying, oh, you start forgetting things. Mate, it just gets worse. And it's a bit depressing watching things like that, even though you recognise a lot of it and a lot of it is really funny.
But you think, think, oh my God, that's it's a bit close to the bone sometimes.
Looking at the scales, I see bad things weighing down. Looking at the scales, I know the time has come again. My face was woven long ago. Oh, 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 pack your bags, it's time to go. Oh, 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 again and again and again and again and again. This little quest for harmony is, oh, 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 now what it should have to be. I'm drawing the line, I'm drawing a line this time. Looking at the scales, I see the evidence is here. Looking at the scales, it's clear the balance isn't there. The weight shifted long ago. Oh, 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 at the time I didn't want to know. Oh, 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 again and again and again and again and again and again.
beg up on favors, we build one of our own. The Frankenstein, a monster that doesn't just rock, a monster that is rock and roll.
Very different tracks there. The first one was from the new live acoustic album, which has just come out. By the way, everyone who ordered a copy, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. That was Drawing the Line. And we really enjoy doing that one live because we mess around with it quite a lot. And the second track was a North Carolina band, Between the Buried and Me, a bit of progressive metalcore. And the track was called The Blue Nowhere. Really like that, really melodic. I enjoyed that a lot. And the track you just heard is from Shot Full of Rock and Friends. And I've actually done a couple of sessions for these people, and it's a rock opera. So that track was called Turn This Thing Around, performed by Shot Full of Rock and Friends. Original song from the darkly dramatic and humorous macabre extreme rock opera theatre script, Frankenstein. Rock and roll is dead, but not for everyone. Not the shortest of titles. workshopped live in London over 3 sold-out nights with a professional cast. Now, Turn This Thing Around is from Act 2, Scene 3, which is very important that you know this, in which reluctant and disillusioned boy band guitarist Archie discovers Dr. Rockwell's clandestine studio laboratory. The good doctor puts him through his musical paces, and Archie proves he can rock with the best of them. The singer is called Mayrick de la Fuente, which has got to be one of the best names around. Congratulations, that's a hell of a name. And you can get the track. It's available on Spotify, Alexa, Bandcamp. And I will put a link to the Instagram account on my Facebook post. Right, we're going back to 2021. And Lee's playing crochet.
No, I spent most of the time learning how to play, well, there's lots of ways to say this word, but you've got crochet, croquet, and crotchet. You can, you know, I know the real one, but you could, that game, I played that in the garden with my brother and two other
croquet.
Relatives.
Croquet. Crochet is something completely different. You crochet blankies.
Crochet is knitting.
No, it's not knitting, it's crocheting. It's different from knitting. Knitting is not the same as crocheting. Knitting is with two needles that are straight.
Yeah.
And crocheting is with one needle, which has got a hook on the end.
Yeah, but now what you're saying there is, I didn't even listen to that.
What?
I'm sorry. My brain just went, don't listen to that.
That's quite, no. Knitting and crocheting are two different skills. They're two different things. They're related because they use wool, and you can make blankets and
garments.
There you go.
But,
that's all I need to know.
But,
that's all I wanted. That's
but
all I wanted.
They are not the same thing. See, yeah, funny enough, are. I'm really rubbish at knitting, but I can do a bit of crocheting because my grandma taught me.
Oh, I see. You can do that in a van. Can you crochet me a hat?
I could. It would probably be great. I'd probably have to keep stopping and then putting it around your head to make sure it's the right size while you're driving.
That'd be all right.
Just
what? That's all right.
Excuse me.
That's how you should. You know, you've given up smoking now.
Yeah.
And you don't quite know what to do with yourself.
It's 6 months now.
Is it? Wow, that's crazy. God, blimey, that went quick.
Well, I don't know. It feels like a lot longer, actually. I'm thinking, gosh, it's only been 6 months. It's not a lot, really. But
yeah. Well, it is. But you should do, with your fag breaks that you don't know what to do with now, you should start crocheting.
I've been busying myself with more songwriting. So I've started on not the next acoustic album, which is being mixed, but the one after. So I've done 3 tracks of that now.
That's good. Being very inventive with your music, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been quite experimental because I've had my guitar serviced, and so of course and I changed the strings on my Larivate as well, so everything's all sort of spangly. So yeah. I did a couple of very sort of strummy. One of them's really just kind of strummy, jammy, just do stuff track, just because it was enjoyable. And yeah, so there's more sort of guitar stuff. And I did what this really experimental track I'm working on at the moment, which I may or may not make it onto an album. I don't know, because it's all about the sound. Like I jotted down a bunch of lyrics on just whatever came to my head about a serpent eating its tail. Right. And it doesn't even all rhyme or anything. It's just like this sort of just thoughts. It's basically usually like when I write lyrics.
Yeah.
I will use the right hand sort of margin of the page just to jot down any immediate ideas. Right. Just sort of things related to the theme.
Yeah.
And I will then, when I write, then I'll use the main page to actually write the proper lyrics, and I will draw on the bits on the side, the margins, to go, oh, yeah, that would fit in there, and then find something to rhyme with that and, you know, to build it up.
Yep.
This is like a collection of the right-hand margin, you know. It's just a collection of ideas. And then I've basically, the track, the background music is just one note on the piano.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
There's like da, da, da. It's just one note on the piano, and then I'm trying to just use those jotted lyrics just to sing whatever comes into my mind to try and make it really atmospheric. So, like with a lot of reverb, and you know, just so it's. Just to see, and I've done, I got sidetracked with another track, which I finished. I'm going to go back to the serpent and see what, and I think I'm just going to have to do a whole load of vocal takes.
Yeah.
And then just pick the bits where I go, oh, that's nice. And then maybe build on them. And then the idea is, once I've got something interesting, is to then do some interesting backing vocals, because of course you've only got one note in the background, so you can kind of go anywhere you like almost.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, to be fair, the songs like that sometimes turn out the best.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's just odd though, because it's not, nothing's really going to repeat. Or see, you know me as a songwriter. I'm really structured. I like my structures. Yeah. You know, very much. Here's you know, here's the verse, and here's the chorus, and usually there's a bridge, and sometimes there's a middle section, and you know, and there's repeated motifs. And there's, you know, and I'm a traditional songwriter for a reason, because it works, and it's generally, so this is going away from all of that. It's got no structure. Yeah. It's got no chord progression. It's just like, try and make it sound nice and interesting. So I don't know. It might be a pile of old cack, or it might turn into something really good. I don't know. I don't know yet. But I just kind of thought, I really want to try it and just see what happens.
You're turning into a shadow. You fall, but you levitate. Watch you shape shift in front of me and drift to the dark.
hard to tell these days in which way that we're falling. I'm not sure anymore what's right or what is wrong. It hurts to feel, to think, to know I may be nothing. But then again, I've been wrong before. I've opened up my eyes just to wish that I'd stay blind.
Couple of heavy but very well produced tracks. The first was Dayseeker from Orange County, Shapeshift, post-hardcore. It's really great, but then they have to do that obligatory shouty bit sort of near the end, and it would sound so much better without that. You know, you could just leave that out. I should just like do an edit and just take it out. The one you just heard, Five Finger Death Punch from Las Vegas, called The End. Got a great vocal. I mean, great sound, great voice. Just a bit of heavy metal, but a really, really good song. I like that a lot. Right, for the last time, we're going to go back to August 2021. And Lee has been on holiday. And otherwise, your holiday was good, was it?
It was. I went to Lake Windermere and Lake Coniston.
Lovely.
Up there, and it was it's beautiful up there. It is really good. The only, you know, because it's so beautiful, obviously the British Army thought it'd be a great idea to test their aircraft out at least six times a day.
Oh no.
Which does sort of, I don't know, for the kids it's amazing because they're like, wow, look at the aeroplanes going over. And I mean, I'm talking about really low over the lake, like these, I don't know what aeroplanes they are, but they're fighter aeroplanes and they tornadoes or whatever, and they zoom by 1,000 miles an
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty amazing to see. You know, one of them was so late, you could see the two pilots in it.
Wow.
And they came down, you know, they zoom across the lake there. But, you know, with that noise, you feel a bit sorry for the wildlife and stuff that's supposed to be around. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did lake stuff. So it was either in the lake, on the lake, around the lake, riding. The push bike thing was quite funny because we took our bikes and... the bloke said, you want to go on this bike trail? It's really good to get to this castle. And I was like, okay, let's do that. So he said, it's a 7.5 mile bike ride. And I was like, yeah, that won't be too bad. Except what he didn't say was, it's a 7.5 mile bike ride, literally uphill the whole way.
Whole way.
It took us 3.5 hours to get to the castle.
Yeah.
On the bikes, and it took us 40 minutes to get back.
Oh, wow. So
that coming back was brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the reward, isn't it?
Never had so much fun coming back. Yeah. It was just constantly, I didn't have to pedal. I was just downhill all the way.
Amazing.
It was brilliant.
Amazing.
But on the way there, oh my God, dear, did I have leg burn? Like, I had moaning kids, I had leg burn, we had all this can't do it, we had to do this
Dad.
Too hard. And it got to the point where I thought to myself, I've just done literally 4 hills in a row where you've gone round the corner and there's another one. I thought to myself, there can't be another one.
Yeah.
And I went round the corner and it was literally just like looking up straight. It just sort of went vertical. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to get up that. All right, let's go. So you can either walk it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my kids have got good mountain bikes. So I was like, come on, put it in gear one. You know, on those bikes that you go gear one and there's hardly, but it just felt like you were in the hardest gear possible. But strangely enough, we managed it. And then we went up to a castle at the top, Castle Ray, which was something to do with Beatrix Potter, strangely enough.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Because she did something. Apparently, Beatrix Potter, this is what I found out, that Beatrix Potter saved all her money, bought up lots of land, and when she died, she gave it all to the National Trust. That's why the National Trust is there.
Yeah, yeah.
So she bought up all the castles and all the land and everything that she could with her money. And
that's it. I'm looking at it now. Ray Castle.
Yeah. That's it. So it's actually not very old. It looks like it's like medieval, but it's not. It was built in, I don't know, someone actually made it look like it was supposed to be medieval, but it's not.
That's it for this week. I've got just enough time to play a couple of tracks and they're good ones, so don't turn off yet. First, Frail from Cleveland, Ohio, with a track called Heretic. It's doom occult, but it's got a great, great vibe. And just to have something really, really silly to finish with, Super Glue Anxiety from Finland. They're like an experimental band mixing ska, punk, rock and metal. It's called Stone Age Casanova. I hope you have a fantastic New Year celebration and join me again in 2026. Until then, take care. Bye.